I agree.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Jerks Podcast. I am your host, Mark Arsky, with my co-hosts, Danny Hamill and Dylan Mahler. We have Luis Alevaro.
What's
up?
Your
last name? Did I get it right? Alevaro?
Arevalo.
Yeah, I was right. How you doing? Like, you were one of our first guests in the beginning, man. Do you remember you just randomly came on?
Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah, because you guys were talking about, I don't know what you guys were talking about, but it was fun. I was like, I need to jump in.
Then...
That was the most fun. Oh, and like I was talking about earlier, it was funny because if you go back to that episode, I think I was talking about going on a date or
talking
getting
about,
like some pussy.
Speaking and about bombing in front of baddies.
And then lady, what's up? This isn't your girlfriend. Who's this?
Oh, that's definitely.
That's his roommate.
Wait, hold on.
Is this the person you brought on Saturday? hey, listen,
That's his roommate.
Yeah. Oh, well. I don't care.
They live together.
I don't have to deal with
have
this.
Dinner together and play checkers.
I am in an open, committed, honest, open relationship, so I can say whatever I want.
Polyamorous.
So, speaking of the baddie, we were talking about this prior.
Yes.
Performing in front of baddies, in front of bad bitches. How do you guys?
Oh. No. Let's be more specific. We were talking about bombing in front of baddies.
Okay, yeah, bombing.
Because performing in front of bad women, obviously that's fun, that's exciting.
You've done well, bombing
in front of them is the worst to kind of depression.
But it feels really good when you're making them laugh. And
yeah.
You're staring at them. You're like, I'm above you. Right now, in regular talk, you'd be above me every time.
Yeah,
I'd be so agreeable. But right now,
yeah,
I could just suck my dick.
I like how you're looking at me. It's like this conversation's wild. I don't know if it's above him, but I don't know above him.
No,
but it's like, yeah. I don't know with you, Mark. I don't know. Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts extra to bomb in front of him.
I just stop looking at him after. You know, like they're there. I'm this way. My body language is completely like.
I just walk out the venue,
right.
Yeah, because I can't. I'm just depressed now. Like I'm gonna go cry in the car.
Well, you just pretend they're not there.
It happened in Taylor Street, dude. Just a group of hot girls.
I think I remember that.
Got dared to go up, and she just recited Shrek. Did better than I did.
Nice.
Well, our friends were there.
I told her I was like, "This is the most amount of women I've ever been around." Ever.
You shouldn't tell people things.
And
like
did she
that.
Laugh?
I think they laughed at that.
That's
but then
good.
After that, they were like, clearly.
Damn.
Oh, last night at Shakers, Khalil was up. And
oh, no.
He went to, there's this couple sitting there.
Did he go
there.
Up consensually or no?
I believe so. Oh. I think he was allowed this time.
It's weird.
That was ironic when Anthony posted that picture saying, can you vouch for Khalil? He consented to this, or okay. I have to pile it on.
The irony was strong in that post. The irony was so strong. It's like, don't worry, you get it. It's like, okay, well, that's the problem.
Yes.
That's the problem with Khalil. But what's it called?
I think he's
You know what's
goofy.
Cool? I talk about bad women. It's also weird when they're heckling, and then you like, put them in their place, but they're like so bad, they're like kind of above it. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where you're doing crowd work.
I've been heckled by a hot girl. Yet.
I have. Like,
yeah,
like,
you're
like,
mean
like,
to them, but you still want to fuck them.
No. So
I love that.
I was hosting a show one time, and then there was this baddie from Canada, and she was heckling. She was like heckling, and then I kind of was like going back and forth with her, and I was losing, but she was just so like it did not affect her. And then I talked to her after, and she was still like, "No, I'm in the right. Like I was just trying to help you."
How long did you talk to her for?
Trying to help you.
Like a minute, like because I was just so one because I was like the show was still going on, so I was like I have to go back. But two, I was just like kind of like so over her. Mm-hmm. At that point, it's just like, you know, when people just have bad attitudes, it doesn't matter. Like, you're just like, whatever.
And a lot of bad bitches have terrible attitudes.
Thanks, bro.
Terrible, the worst.
You just give it to him.
Nice.
That's his boyfriend, man.
Sorry.
Say thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, I looked at his cock like
I needed a water. But John was on the phone,
I didn't want to
bother him. So I had someone do a mission.
You didn't buy these with the paint on there, right?
Nope, I'm a painter.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So you work at a gay bar and you're a painter?
Yep.
Let's check. Are you
I'm a very colorful.
Are you wearing a thong?
Currently.
Yes!
Currently. No it's warm matches. Outside.
I get so
I feel
turned
like
on when a guy wears a thong near me.
It's so crazy.
I hear thongs are comfortable. Yeah.
As long as you can find enough like room up front. Those ones, you know.
Me? Well, I'm good.
Right.
Oh, trust me.
You can wear it backwards. It's fine.
Dude, me on my motorcycle with a whale tail would be the best thing ever, dude. Guys would be beeping and then they see my hairy back and they'd be like, oh, God, dude.
That'd be disgusting.
Yeah,
you
no,
should
be gross.
Join the
Let's
Navy,
do it.
Dude.
That'd be an awesome picture. Do a photo shoot looking cool as fuck from the front and the back. Thong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hairy ass. Just
the hairiest.
Yeah. Plus, like, I don't. Do you wear, like, boxer briefs? Because, like, the feeling of getting boxer briefs, like, bunched up, it's like getting caught in your bed sheets, you know? It's very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like all of that is eliminated.
Dude, my boxer briefs feel like my asshole is an endless deep hole because they just go so far.
Like
I can just
hole.
Keep pulling.
Wow.
Like the magicians when they pull out the uh-huh. thing out of their mouth. I just, it's so stuffed. Uh-huh. I'm so stuffed when I wake
it's
up.
It's space time, dude.
I'm so.
It's insane.
No, we were talking about, Oreo. He's wearing one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Should I start wearing one? So what? When I'm
she
on
wants
the
to
bike,
say something.
I bend over. I have a whale tail.
We don't
tail.
Have to ask her. You know she's wearing a thong.
Moby Dick
either that
here.
Or nothing.
Honestly, like it would be irresponsible for her not to be wearing a thong. I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else really is? What is?
See, oh, wait, that's the right answer. I don't wear
isn't
anything
that, you catch
else.
A UTI?
That is dedication.
Isn't that how you...
Yeah, since 10, she said.
Since 10.
Okay.
You didn't need to know
maybe
that.
A little early.
Bulgaria,
now we all feel weird about it.
Bulgaria is different.
What's the legal drinking age in Bulgaria?
Dude, I bet you beer wasn't considered an alcoholic beverage till 2010. Just like Russia.
That's the clean liquid.
No, dude, in Russia, you could buy a beer as a soft drink.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, just a... Because it's not
alcohol.
Oh, my
alcohol. Gosh. Right.
That's so like Coca-Cola's.
Damn.
That's amazing. You could just buy cocaine in a drink.
Coca-Cola. It's still technically made with cocaine. Because that's how they get the flavors through the coca leaf.
Mm.
They filter, but it's not, you know, what it is.
I'd really
cocaine's
like to grow
dope.
That.
You like, have you done it? Have you done blow? You would
I've
be,
never tried
you
it.
You would be insane.
I would
you
be.
You would be too
I feel
much,
like
too much Danny.
That's why I would, I've never try tried it. I was like, I don't think.
You're the type who tries it once fentanyl. You did.
No, I'm the type that I'll kind of.
Oh my gosh.
If I like it, you know,
no,
I
you will like it.
Then I, you know, it's not
there's
a good idea.
There's nothing not to like.
I saw this like video of people that were on fentanyl or whatever, and they were just right angles, like bent forward so far as like consistent. Like I don't really know that much about that. I'm not trying to like hate on them, but I just saw that like just a little glimpse of it. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah,
and
dude.
It's like the
yes, it's like next level heroin,
crisis,
right? Like I don't know, isn't this hilarious?
It's not. Yeah, it's not funny.
I still like the angle of the camera. It's all the way over there. We're just like looking at each other, hey. So it does not translate well
no,
on
dude,
screen.
No, dude, it zooms in.
Okay.
Should we look at the camera more?
I try to when I make a point. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm trying. It's weird. It's weird to try to talk to you guys, but like look at the camera at the same time.
I don't know. It's kind of. Are we breaking the fourth wall by looking at the camera?
Yeah.
Is there? There's
no,
not even.
Breaking the fourth,
we don't really even have a wall.
That wouldn't be breaking the fourth wall, really. I think breaking the fourth wall is like on YouTube because you're kind of supposed to look at the camera. It's like an added thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hey, stop what you're doing. Yes, you. I'm talking to you.
Where do you think that started? You think it was like Jim in the office looking at the camera with
no,
his face?
No, I guarantee
face?
You.
No,
no comic
no.
books.
Oh.
That, they turn
yeah,
onto the page and they're like,
oh,
stop reading. Right?
I never read comic books.
I'm
but how do you
loser?
Know that?
Because I don't know.
This is just tropes. Yeah, it's just knowing the history of tropes. It doesn't have to be a narrative.
Yeah,
you're
know.
Trying to be like
tropes.
A writer.
How do I know that?
What are some tropes?
It sounds right.
Maybe I'm autistic.
I'm pretty sure it started with
you
books
are.
And novels.
Dude, people think I am.
I'm pretty sure it started books and novels where they would break the fourth wall.
Mm-hmm. So what is that? What is a book?
It's like it's a tree sliced thin,
mm-hmm.
really thin,
like a loaf of bread, but yeah, thinner,
and with information.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you
that's
don't eat it.
Should we describe a paragraph now? What? How about the index? How to use one? You
the
wrote
index?
A book.
There's no index
PTSD
in my book.
Right now?
You wrote a book.
The only book is the
yeah.
You
I
did
a book.
Write a book.
I still mm-hmm. have it. Haven't read. I have it though.
Yeah, you haven't read any of it, huh?
No, but the part where you throw
this guy writes a book.
A ficus is so weird. Where you give head to a ficus.
What?
It's,
wait,
a plant,
what?
It's a plant sex story. He loves plants.
No okay. wonder he's so happy. He
clearly hasn't read any of it.
No, I remember
you
that
bitch.
Part.
I believed him. I'm not going to lie. For a quick second, I believed you did write
about me choke fucking a ficus.
Giving fellatio
I mean,
to
that
a
could
ficus.
Be a fun poem, right?
Yeah, fellatio
choke
to
fucking
a
ficus.
Fellatio
yeah,
to
like
a
2 minutes.
What's ficus to a fellatio? Pain.
Write it right now.
Go Mark. I just did.
Yeah. Okay. That's a yeah. Like so. That's a question I wrote for this podcast. Do you think you guys could write like a good sex scene?
Yes.
A sex scene.
I'm drowning in a tub. There's a shark. A she's a MILF. A lifeguard saves me, sucks my
this
cock.
Character development.
To resuscitate me.
Yeah.
I stole all of that.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
I love that
I
one.
I guess that's you could go anywhere with that.
No, okay, yeah, let's direct our own porn, okay?
Okay, we're at Josephine's.
Okay. That was...
it's a Friday, so people are actually here.
Mine's, no. We're at Josephine's, it's a Tuesday. She's Bulgarian.
Okay.
Huh? Huh? Now you can walk in front of the camera if you want. It's okay.
I learned enough of the language to impress them.
Go?
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 You just sound like.
I actually have a Bulgarian flag under my shirt.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Bulgaria guy.
She was like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out.
Big Bulgaria buff.
We scared the baddies away, so how's
no,
that?
She's great. She loves racist jokes. You're going to love her.
What
did
is
we
your
all make good
country?
Eye contact, right? Where we make it? Check our eye contact in the comments below. Her eyes dip low, if you know what I'm saying.
We're not watching the video very much.
We're just talking about you. I know. Just, you know.
Well, she heard you.
The sexual tension is so low.
I don't.
There's nothing.
It's so non-existent. She is so dry.
We all already jerked off today.
I did it. Surprisingly,
I
have
I
not.
I didn't either.
Surprisingly,
really?
I have
no,
not.
I don't know why I didn't.
Man. Does that mean you're going
to
be better
I'm
or
cut,
worse
I'm trying
at
to
your
cut back.
Stand-up? Mm-hmm.
You do it too often.
I'm trying to cut back on reading my... It's not that I do it often, right, but I think just like doing it less would benefit me.
I've heard that's a whole movement. You stop doing that.
Oh, no. I'm not... Don't put me in those... Don't put me in with those weirdos. Please do not group me in with the no-fab losers. No, I don't.
Yeah. Do you guys think that... I feel like that's not healthy. I feel like once a day is good. You should.
Yeah.
I think it's helpful to do it, but the way they like try to like frame it, and to be fair, they have a problem. They should definitely stop. The way they talk about Fappy, those people are addicted. They should definitely stop. But at the same time, it's like this weird dichotomy because the way they talk about it, they should it. But the way they talk about it is like they should just to like not go crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like this weird thing.
Not overdo it. Just do it.
I feel like if you don't do it, then of course they're like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the way they talk like about it is like, you should it, but at the same time, you should because you're clearly not right in the head, and you you should fat because something is wild wrong with you.
Yeah,
because
they might be criminally horny. Like, they should jerk off
before
they commit an
offense. Exactly, that's what I'm saying, yes. Like, you are...
Because women don't get criminally horny. Guys do.
That is also, like, the weird thing, right? People want to talk about how porn is, like, this bad thing, but statistically, countries that don't have porn banned, like, the sexual assault is, like...
Probably
like
through the roof.
Porns that are banned, like so sexual assault is high and shit like that.
Damn.
But wait, so like you, I'm guessing you guys have been watching porn for a long time.
Haven't missed a day since nine.
So like, have you guys gotten to a point where like you have to get into the crazy stuff just to get off?
I jerked off to a real life hentai porn of a girl getting fucked by a mechanical squid. Ray Lil Black.
What? Oh, Ray Lil Black is great.
You got to see this.
She's
one.
Amazing.
Dude, she's getting really into these. She has three of them. Mechanical squid, it plays with her tits.
Send me the link.
Okay.
You know what? You know what pisses me off? Men don't share porn links enough like that as we should.
That's why I go on Reddit to get my porn.
Yes.
It's just a bunch of horny guys.
Free. Just because it's free. Yes, exactly. Because it's free.
It's
also, and also because it's men be like, oh, you got to watch it.
Here's
you
the
gotta,
best porn.
And
right. They curate it for you.
And new people, they're like, yo, this is my new favorite porn star. Check her out. And it's always
and they're
good.
Right, dude. All
they're
the
right. Oh, my God.
More like
Reddit,
watch
that's
you.
The thing. Reddit is only good for porn. Reddit
like
is only good for porn.
Tits.
Bunch of debate lord losers, weirdos. But the porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Goon Squad.
Coomers.
Goon Squad?
You know, do you know what a goon cave is?
No. Oh, my God. Do not Google goon cave. Do not.
Well, no, they shouldn't because most guys would be like, that'd be kind of nice. It's just like 100 screens of porn and you're just jerking off for hours. Just milking yourself.
like the architect
closer.
In the Matrix.
I don't know. I don't know how I should feel the fact you got
just
closer.
Like,
as soon as we started talking about porn and goon cave.
Just leaking all over the floor. You don't care if your dog licks it up. You're just so horny.
He's fascinated.
Why?
Wait, what?
Okay, so there's a guy off the screen saying that he's 5 days clean from porn because he was watching it too much, which is fair.
He looks
I
he
agree
says
with
that
you.
Often. You just look like you say, I've been 5 days porn free. Going
he only lasts 7 days.
And then there was a point where you were like, this
is noble.
Better than God.
Yeah, I feel like
how many people did you murder during that 40 days?
He said
Easter
he gave
Sunday,
up for Lent.
Easter Sunday was intense for him. He gave up porn for Lent, and Easter Sunday
was
intense.
Around?
Yeah, right.
No, not at all. You don't want your family to watch you jerk off?
Come on.
Liar.
I feel like that's a bold thing to give up for Lent.
That was good.
To tell God, yeah, I'm going
to
give up porn
it's
for
recorded.
Lent.
Well, he already knows. He died for our sins. He died for Waluigi hentai porn. Technically,
that's probably the weirdest
for 40
porn
days,
I've gotten
but then I'm
into.
Go
just
back.
Like cartoon porn.
Like,
well,
okay.
You like hentai? Do you? You look like you do, but you don't.
I feel like
hentai
is like anime porn, but
it's literally
cartoon
what,
porn.
No,
I mean, like
that's literally what it is.
Yeah,
like,
I can't.
Elastic or like Mrs. Incredible, you know?
Do Elastic Girl with her tits out could get me.
Yeah.
I can't get into anime or hentai porn. It's weird. I also don't like a lot of anime porn. It's just incest porn, like straight up incest porn, which is wild because you could do whatever, and you picked Homer to have sex with Lisa. Like, you could have done all the other characters. You're like, nah, March and Bart need a fuck so I can get this nut off.
You could have drawn anything. You could have drawn you getting laid.
And you decided incest.
There's a saxophone right there.
You went with incest. Oh, what's up? Yeah. You walked in the perfect
the
time. I was talking about incest anime porn.
No, we're talking
about
it
was Homer. It was Homer Simpson porn. To be fair, it's Homer
I
Simpson.
I think that makes it better.
Okay.
It's more relatable.
Yeah. No, here's a
to
weird
the
one.
Public.
Have you ever heard of
it? Probably
Vore?
Does make it better.
Voyeur?
Just like
Vore, V-O-R-E.
No.
Wait. You know, two conversations at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
What did that mean?
We got
to
merge.
It's a humor. I'm sure that makes it closer to God a little bit to use.
You can just
Homer
repent right when you're about to die, and it's fine.
That is like the loophole of Christianity.
I think there's a saying
should be
of,
fine.
You will be surprised who you see in heaven. Because all you gotta do at the end is go, I repent, sorry.
Nancy Reagan.
Whoever that is.
You don't know who Nancy Reagan is?
Nah, but she's like sounds important.
The throat goat.
Oh, well, I'm gonna look her up.
No, she
wait, are you talking about Lori?
No, Nancy
like
Reagan.
About the queen like the former queen, dude.
Greatest.
It's crazy
no,
that
yeah,
Larry
not.
David's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm, she could be the first lady. And then that's funny to think like Larry David would have had a show where he's like, his wife is the first lady.
I'm going to be real, I've never seen it.
I've never seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'll be honest.
You don't
with
like
you.
Seinfeld either, I bet.
I've seen it back when like I would eat dinner with my parents and they would put on that Jewy shit. You know, my dad, the big fat Jew, he's like, this is relatable.
Okay, but
sometimes I jerk off to Seinfeld. I'm like, every time Elaine's on the screen, I'm gonna go extra hard.
Do you try and just you just pump when she's on off stop?
No, dude, there's like
she's
an episode
off,
of that
back
where
on, off.
Oh yeah, it's like red light, green light.
Well, you don't think Jews like Seinfeld more than regular people? I think they do.
That's so weird because there's
I
an
think,
episode
I,
where
I,
she's
they're like, look at us go.
I feel like Seinfeld is like the Beatles, where I know it's good and I know like the cultural impact. But people have done it so much better that I can't really appreciate it or like it. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really
you
fuck with the Beatles. I don't fuck with
esteem.
Seinfeld. But I know the cultural impact and the significance. I know a lot of people copied, took what they got
I
and made it better.
I wonder what he would be like today as a stand-up.
Who, Seinfeld?
Like if he was just
you
starting.
Don't have to imagine. He put out a special.
No, I'm talking about
like
if he just started. Because I don't think he could be that corny in the just starting out. He could
well,
do that
I don't
now.
Know because he because his style kind of you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a trendsetter for that style.
Right.
So without Seinfeld, who knows where we would be with stand-up.
True that.
It's like Richard Pryor, right? He kind of created what we consider now as, like, hacking and stuff
see,
like
that.
But
that
without
much.
Him, we wouldn't
yeah,
have any
of
this.
He made it, like,
so
very fine and sharp and, like, concise.
I have no comedy knowledge. I don't
not
know, like,
like, yesterday I was, like, writing something
I've,
else.
I've, like, never
about
watched
his
hold on, guys, please don't over speak over your host.
No, I was just saying that yesterday I was writing something and I was, like, thinking about, like, it sounded a little Seinfeld-y. I was like, that's a good thing, probably. I don't know, just, I was, like, thinking, like.
You are a good joke writer.
Thank you.
He's like
yeah,
the joke
all
writer.
Of us are,
usually good to me.
It's like his thing. It's like a dying breed to be a jokey joke comedian instead of a
storyteller. I don't think it's a dying breed. I think it is coming back a little bit.
Yeah, there are like a handful of like other comics I've seen you know, around here. That
I don't want to get too political on why. I don't want to get too political on why, but it is coming
back. Back then, it used to be more of the majority. It was probably jokey joke.
During the Obama era, for sure. It was, like, a lot of absurd and jokey joke, which it is coming back. And so we'll see what the next presidential election, what it comes back into. But, yeah, but that's 24. That's as far. Like I said, I don't get too political because I don't. So who's your favorite porn stars?
Ray Lil Black.
Ray Lil Black, that's a good one.
If we're going trans, Daisy Taylor.
Okay.
You got one on every team.
He has a hentai favorite,
I've liked Rachel Starr since I first started drinking.
Rachel Starr?
She's got big sloppy tits, right?
They're not sloppy.
They're sloppy.
They are not. I think we're thinking of different people.
Show me.
Is kid you? Violet Myers a lot. She's great.
Ooh. Never heard of her.
You know, you have it?
What's her name?
Violet Myers?
Violet Myers.
Violet Myers.
I like the sound of that.
And Gina Valentina, amazing, legends, goats. Nice. Check them out. You'll appreciate them. You should also check them out, man.
Do you have a favorite trans? I named a trans. Do you have a favorite trans?
I don't know anybody's name.
What?
That I would.
I can't get into it. I've tried. I can't really get into it.
Have you seen the Andrew Schultz interview with Daisy Taylor?
No.
Watch it, and you'll be into it. You're like, wow, that's a cool girl.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't think of anything.
Is that what it is?
Why is it weird? Why y'all getting weird over like trans boy? Yo,
I'm trying to get Dane to jerk off to something. That's why.
What? Cool stepmom.
that's your favorite porn. Cool stepmom.
She's like letting the kids drink and shit.
When they're not cool.
I think Why don't you guys just stay in? Cool. I'll roll us some joints.
The cool just mom. Says she's cool.
That's hilarious. You type it into the search bar. Yeah. Cool stepmom.
See, that's where shines.
All right, guys. You guys can smoke and drink in the basement, and then after you guys are high, I'll come downstairs and we could all take turns.
Y'all watch porn with volume on?
Yeah, what?
I feel like
that's part of the fun is the sound.
But
the audio.
After I learned that it was fake from an interview with a porn star, their noises, I was like...
It took you an interview to realize that it was fake?
I feel like I am a stupid man.
I don't know.
You
moaning
know what?
During sex makes it better, though.
That's why, I like the OnlyFans content more, because it feels more genuine.
There's an authenticity.
Right, it's like amateur porn, yeah.
That's funny.
Obviously, you acted up. You put up a performance a little bit more, but it does feel more. But yeah, I can't get into the porn side moan constantly. It's like, it cannot be that good. Always, constantly. As soon as they, come on, bro. I've had
no, but like it actually, like if you actually let yourself moan, it makes everything else feel better because it's like,
let's try.
You're letting
right
everything
now.
Out.
Let's all.
But not so it's like, I mean, it's not necessarily faking it. It's kind of like just letting your body make whatever noises it wants to make.
Every podcast I'm into, I've noticed. I diverge into this
porn.
Topic. Yeah, I do. I don't know why. It's fun. I just feel because I feel like more men should talk about it and be open and share.
You feel like a lot of men talk about porn? Yeah.
On stage, yes. On stage, yes. But I don't think like in person. Internet and on stage, yeah. But I don't know if they do it in their personal lives.
Hmm. Like,
I'll be honest
buddies.
With you. Yeah.
Yeah, no guys are really like, so what's up with the porn?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you guys watch any good porn this weekend?
Like no one talks about
it. Always talk about trans porn.
Oh, really?
Every single time.
That's what I'm saying. No one opens up about their addictions, their likes, and shit like that. So I guess I'm trying to.
Vlad has a bit about being addicted to porn.
Just me.
That's cool. I'm not Vlad, though. I'm Luis. Let's talk about me, goddamn.
Yeah, what are you addicted to?
Yeah.
What are you addicted to?
What am I addicted to?
Success.
That's a good question. Maybe porn. I'm not sure. I'm addicted to comedy. I'm addicted to get up on the stage and just crushing it every night.
I'm addicted to that
dude,
shit,
that
man.
Is the hustle. The grind. The things most people can't do. I'm doing it.
I'm addicted to bombing.
Because have you guys ever thought about just like quitting stand-up?
No.
Okay.
Dude, I'm at the point where like if somebody says my name in person, it gives me a tingle. It makes me feel like they're calling my name on stage. I'm so egotistical.
That's so
funny. Somebody
says
Mark Harsky, I'm like,
yeah.
Say it louder.
Here's your order. Here's your order. Please get out.
Yeah, that's why at Starbucks they go, "What's your name?" Go, Mark Karski.
Give me an introduction.
I give them an introduction. That's what my whole name is.
So okay. Okay, so this is a question. Obviously, this is not for you because you're already in a committed relationship. I don't think you're in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. Are you in a committed relationship? So when you guys date, do you guys let the people know that you do stand up on the first date, or do you bring it up, or do you bring it up when they ask? That's the thing. I guess, do you introduce it when it's appropriate, or do you just keep it a secret until you got to get to a certain point?
I don't try and hide it.
You don't try to hide it.
I feel like that's going to be talked about before I even see him, right? Like, I don't think I'd ever be on a date with somebody I haven't talked to, but like if I was on a blind date, I'm definitely bringing it up. And I go on stage and I do public speaking with jokes.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm.
But if I get like a new job.
You don't use apps?
Not good at them, dude. I'm just not.
Okay,
I'm,
that's fair.
I have a theory.
Which is
about,
because I feel like you take good pictures.
Do you put stand up pictures on there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that kind of. I try to keep away from that. I try to keep the. Like, that's how when they ask us, what are you doing tonight? I'm just like, hanging out with friends.
You'd bring it up right away.
I feel like it's different. Yeah, like, if I were to get a new job, then I'm not going to tell my coworkers that I'm a comedian. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let them think I'm funny.
Yeah. Because I also think it's a cheat code. I also think it's a cheat code because if you bring a date on a show and stuff like that, 9 times out of 10, you are going to hit, especially if you do really well.
The first time I met a girl, that. The bitch you were talking about before, first time I met her, I bombed in front of her. And I was like, oh, God, dude. I was like sweating. I was like,
and she still stayed? Oh, she liked you. She liked you.
That was a good time. Now she's dead.
Oh. R.I.P.
Not.
I wish.
She was bad. Yeah. She is the baddie I bombed in front of. I was so sad.
Mm. There's a chance she's dead.
On to the next.
There's more baddies.
There's
in Toronto, there's so many baddies.
Toronto.
I love Toronto. Shout out to Toronto. The shows there were great, and the baddies were amazing.
That was just so specific.
What kind of show was it?
I did bar shows. I did bar shows.
Yo,
I did the comedy bar. I did some club shows.
Damn. So, how many shows did you do there?
I wish I had sex while I was in Toronto.
For Toronto,
I try.
In Toronto, you need goose filled.
Their fashion, their fashion is on point.
Yeah, dude. Some speak French. You can't beat a guy speaking French.
My paint covered jeans wouldn't play there.
No, those would be sick as fuck. No, but a guy looks like you and speaks French.
Honestly,
you lost.
Honestly, Dan, this would be a good fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For France. For
your name's not Dan. Fuck. I fucked it up. I'm so sorry.
Well,
Danny, it's fine. That's one of the versions. Danny.
You got the majority.
It's allowed. People
you
in my life
he
call
should
me
wear
that.
If he wanted to get pussy today, I'd be like, make it white.
What would you change his
just
name
a white
to?
I look at your cock. Big, white, expensive.
What would you do?
But then I'm. This was white once. And also, I feel like.
Your name in Toronto is crazy.
White always gets dirty.
Like
how good is your French accent?
Nice premium tea that just hugs your body, and I rub sunscreen on you when you're sweating, and it gets kind of in your eye.
Sun,
but yeah, Toronto is a lot of fun. There's a lot of bad. There's a lot
of
cool stuff
to
do. The food is really good. Really?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Isn't the Toronto a big like comedy spot? Like they have a comedy festival, right?
No, that's Montreal.
It's fucking. They're all the same.
That's Montreal. That's America.
Kind of puts them in a.
Have you even left the state?
Yeah.
Okay. You feel like someone that hasn't
left
their backyard.
I mean, it hasn't been that often. Like so.
You know, Mark looks like he has not left the state of Illinois.
That's a funny way to roast somebody is ask them a
question. I'll take it, dude. I'll take it.
Well, to be fair, it feels like the only place you probably left is to like go to Florida, I guess.
Exotic place you've been?
Oh, none exotic.
Florida.
The place I've been to the most is probably Hollywood is the place.
Hollywood, Florida.
LA is dope.
Huh?
LA is dope once you get past the fact that it sucks.
Dude, I just love like the networking and like everything about Hollywood.
I hate the networking part of LA.
You're just
it's
doing
wild.
Drugs, getting fucked up, and that's it, dude. Like I was hanging out with one of David Dobrik's friends, telling him why views don't matter, and shit. I was so hammered. And this one guy just brought out this big bag. I thought it was weed that was so big, and I was like, what is that?
What else would it be?
Cocaine. It was cocaine. There was so much.
That's another thing it could be.
No, so while I was in LA, me and St. James, started the St. James. We're talking to somebody.
Wait, do you guys have you guys been to LA or Hollywood? Okay, let's just keep doing this. Let's just keep doing Hollywood stories.
No, but I was because he was like asking about like, but he was telling me like about like having a bad like networking story. So that's why I was going to share.
Yes,
you guys should pay attention to the host, man. I feel like
y'all
done how many episodes now? You guys don't know any etiquette listening. This
I'm
is fucked up.
Sometimes it is hard to hear the tone of the voice. Quiet.
To be fair, Dan also mumbles. He does. You do mumble a little bit.
And then I feel like Mark's like more like he started this.
It's kind of like a church choir, and he's like the bravado or whatever, or the bass or whoever.
Yeah, keep showing off. What else do you
like,
know?
I don't even know what bravado means, so I'm just saying words. But like, there's different levels.
That sounds about right.
There's high and low and mid, and so I feel like he's the low and we're.
I love alto though. I love like alto singers.
It's all music,
harmonious.
I did play the clarinet.
Did you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you were wondering. I do know my music. Because I wanted to play the saxophone.
Clarinet, dude.
Yeah.
I also want to play the saxophone.
Dude, the saxophone's cool.
Like Lisa Simpson.
And that was the prerequisite. But I was like, I'm not. This is gay.
Saxophone.
You
want to
play that saxophone?
It's cool as fuck. If I could play the saxophone.
Oh, the clarinet was the prerequisite for the sax.
Dude, if I could whip out a sax right now.
It does translate.
Just whip it out anywhere.
A pocket sax.
Oh, you know, I just happen to have my saxophone with me, you guys.
Oh, oops.
I could play your favorite song. What is it?
I accidentally brought it to brunch with me.
I paid out the motorcycles on my back. I'm like, oops.
This old thing.
I can see that. Like, it's just on a strap, and it's got some dents and shit in it, but you just fucking, you swing it around your shoulder. You're like, yeah, I'm just going to get on my bike and at the fucking light.
Improvising, like, I have no idea.
You know, I might as well.
You would play it. And then just chuck it, and then just ride off.
It's experimental.
Throw it at a hot girl and answer in the face. Because women don't have reflexes like us. That's right, I've been watching a lot of Red Pill content. Yeah.
You love so that Red Pill.
That's your YouTube fan base.
I'm so serious. Yeah, have you guys heard of Zerka?
No, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing it. So anyway, what other things do we have on the docket?
Luis is right.
What other things do we have on the docket?
Oh, okay.
Bro, because I worked so hard to avoid that.
Yeah.
I missed that whole 2016 YouTube pipeline to alright, I'm good. I'm not going back. I avoided that, and now I'm kind of, I'm avoiding that.
Mark knows, but he watches it just for entertainment.
Yeah, that's why.
But then he also questions.
I'm also kind of like...
He believes in that shit somewhat. No, Mark believes in that shit somewhat.
When they make a whore look dumb, I'm like... Hell yeah, Zerka.
So you got that deep into the red pill content.
The no sexual tension is back. We're cooking. We're cooking.
Oh, but yeah, no, so I tried to bring this up earlier. It's going back to sexual things, but there's a kink that one of my friends was telling me he's into. I'm not going to divulge. You would know him anyway.
Yeah, say his full name.
No, it's okay.
It's called
Vore. It's spelled Vore.
Okay, what is it?
And it's like this upset. It's like you want to be consumed, like, entirely.
By what?
Your whole body.
By what?
Like
a snake.
Well, that's kind of like the tentacle porn, similar to that.
Oh,
like,
so it's like
monsters
hentai.
And, like, I guess when you watch Men in Black, you know, when they
got swallowed
whole by the bugs.
Would the quicksand
know?
Porn technically fall into Vore?
Maybe. I didn't look
there's
too much into it,
porn?
But, like... I thought it was interesting.
I was actually thinking quicksand.
Girls literally just fall in quicksand slowly naked. I didn't see it. Somebody talks about it on stage here.
I forget who.
Yeah, but they talk about it, and I've watched.
Hold on, is it Vlad?
No, he talks about his porn addiction, though. It's a good time.
He's the right size to be stuffed up a gigantic being,
inside
right?
Inside me, yeah.
Or like, Dude, Where's My Car? Remember that one?
No.
At the end of the movie, the hot alien
calling
girls,
a
they like
right
morph
size
into
for
a giant
porn
one.
Porn
and you're like,
where's the sunset to the guy?
Yeah, right size for more porn. Here's my car.
You'd be cinema great test. At this.
You have a future, kid.
We'd save so much on production.
Remember
with
the
you,
line. I don't know what you win.
Think about it. The contraptions have to be half the size for Vlad. So what are you guys talking about? Wait, when did you start comedy? Did we all start at the Shrine together around the same time?
No. I started February. Technically, I started when I was 16 years old. I think I started at LOL or at Second City.
Oh, okay. I took a class at Second City, actually.
No, it was not even a class. Yeah, like, back on Sunday mornings, they had a mic on Sunday mornings, and my dad drove me there, and it was cool.
Nice. Second City's kind of cool. Little gay.
Wait, what?
It's a little gay.
What, Second City?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
That's the first
know.
Place I saw transgender bathrooms. I'm like, All bathrooms are for both genders. All of them.
Right. I feel like whenever
literally every bathroom on earth is both.
Seriously, like toilet. If it's an individual bathroom with a toilet, there's no reason
toilet.
To like what? Because women are gonna be cleaner or something. Like I feel like women are actually the bathrooms are actually worse than a man's bathroom.
Have you seen this one compared to the one that we have?
Women's bathrooms are kind of nasty
gone in the
sometimes.
Women's bathroom.
Women's bathrooms are kind of nasty sometimes.
Yeah, we have to clean the camera.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they
have to clean the camera.
Why
is there a camera in the bathroom?
That's what I'm saying. You have to go in there to clean.
And they do more stuff in the bathroom, you know? Like, in the mirror, and like there's just more to be done.
Is that where they do their periods?
More mess to be made.
They
do their periods in there, yeah. Isn't that gross?
Is that where those happen?
I mean, that's where you gotta have it. If you're gonna have a period, have it in the bathroom.
What do women do in the bathroom?
They have their periods.
Was it the Egyptians? Oh. Was it the who invented the periods?
The Egyptians.
Was it the Egyptians? The aliens?
Every time a girl has a period, she gotta pay
Jews.
Royalties to the.
Uh-huh. It's sad.
Before we end this,
beautiful
Louise.
Structures. We have no idea how.
Guys, before we end this, we got like 5 minutes left. I need to ask, why do you think they're telling us about aliens?
Just
do you think it's
you
a lie?
Even,
are they covering something up? Epstein.
It's
what's
a,
up with
it's
that
like
island?
An okay.
How much? Where's that list?
We get. You're gonna keep lying.
Can
to
I
us.
Say something real?
Aliens.
No.
If it's about aliens, yes.
All this.
I don't think they have to
now.
Distract us with anything. We don't pay attention.
You're right.
We don't pay attention. I hate that whole, oh, they do, bro, they do all this shit front and center. And no one pays attention or cares.
Yeah,
like, they don't have to hide anything.
They just do total bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't even
like,
have
what
to
do you think
either.
The G20 World Summit is?
They just, do bullshit all the time.
What do you think about the aliens? Do you think that we
just don't fight back at all?
Did you watch the congressional hearing?
That dude was so full of bullshit. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The whistleblower?
Yeah. That dude was so full of bullshit. I don't believe it. I do believe they exist. Here's the thing. I don't know. I don't believe they exist, but I don't believe that they exist. I feel like to just shut that they don't exist or like spirits or stuff like that is dumb because
so
the world is so
don't
weird
think
and complicated.
Here.
I don't know. Oh, like they're walking among us?
No.
Okay.
I mean, probably. Honestly, probably. But realistically, no.
I feel like
we have
all
one capture.
Bulgarians are aliens.
All who?
They kind of look like aliens.
I said aliens are Bulgarian.
My lawyer might agree.
Yeah, you know what? Then I'm wrong because I feel like if they were aliens, they'd be extra intuitive and they would know.
Maybe they're just so intellectually above us that they could talk and listen at the same
time. Oh, they're like, yeah, that's pretty next level shit.
And they're
right
also
there.
Having like mind wave conversations.
But I don't know. I like there's so much other shit to take to like care about and learn on that I don't give a fuck about aliens.
UFO,
I feel like
dude,
aliens
is
like
aliens,
some fake pseudo.
But if there's an invasion,
intelligence
if there's
to
an
pay
invasion,
attention
I'm
to.
Not paying taxes. Is
you're not paying taxes now.
Shh. I'm trying to make it seem like I would stop. I would also steal. Aliens.
Steal.
What? You think the fucking you're gonna pull people over for speeding when there's an alien mothership?
We'd have to unite against the aliens, obviously.
No.
Maybe this is to unite the world.
Dude, that's why they want to make a one world government and have a fake alien invasion. Thank you so much
and
for
I'm
watching
all
the
for
Jerks
it.
Podcast.
Wow.
I've been Mark Arsky. What's your name?
Danny Hamill. Mahler.
Luis Arevalo. Follow me on TikTok, drunk? Instagram, YouTube, and Pornhub.
And
A Humble Luis, A Humble L-U-I-S.
We love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I don't think I'll be back.